Monday, May 9, 2016, Dakota County Board of Corrections meeting at 3 o'clock. Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
For tonight, Mix and Windmill.
Here's 3 o'clock. Let's stand and we're going to get the Dakota County Board of Corrections underway here. Stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Jenny, you'll call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Here.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. We're going to do the consent agenda items, which we have is approval of the previous minutes on April 11th of 2016.
So moved.
Got a motion by Tony?
Second.
Second by Bill. We'll call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. New business, Sheriff Clamber, jail report.
You guys all got a copy of this?
Yeah.
Cost went up a little bit, $67.80 per inmate in the month of April, and I think that's because we had quite a few medical. We had a gal that was in the hospital quite a while. Drove that up. Three payrolls was another reason. So we were 11% over budget for the month of April.
There was a lot of, like you said, there was a lot of, I was going through claims, there was a lot of medical.
Yeah, for some weird reason it all hit us that month. We had another one here last week that we sat up at the hospital with all weekend. Marshals, 29 in April. ICE, 1,300. This OMMS, BIA, that's for the marshals in Omaha. So that kind of confused me because we're looking at this BIA contract also. So that was 715 federal totals, 31,600. 79, I don't know, we're still under budget, so that's a good thing. We've got a little fewer inmates here this month. We were up to 120, 126 here 2 weeks ago. We're having problems with females. Keep running out of places to put females. We're having to move everything around. Get too many females.
How many females? Okay, you got the two pods for the females. How many females will you hold over there?
About 35.
35.
Until we're overrun, and that's kind of squeezing them all in there. So what we end up doing, which I don't like doing, is taking work release guys out, putting them in general population. The overrun of females go into work release. Well, that's bad because the work release guys then are going directly in with the general population, and it's hard to cavity search them every time they come in. To where they're isolated in the work release area, they're away from them.
Right.
So we're back. We got them back in the pods, and we're doing good so far.
I'm assuming all the females, there's a lot of shoplifting, I would think.
Shoplifting?
Shoplifting, drugs, drinking and driving, wouldn't you say? That's probably about the main ones right there. Okay. Shoplifting, drugs, and drinking. Shoplifting is high. $20. There's a cutoff. Isn't it? Is it 25?
For
the prosecute for shoplifting at Walmart? No.
I didn't know they had a cutoff because we've gotten all the way down to $5.
Well, this guy we had all the court over was $20. Went to trial. Anyway. So is there any questions about this report you guys would like to ask me?
I don't think so. Like I said, just that April got a little high, but you know, like I said, you had a lot of the three payrolls, and we'll finish, hopefully we finish strong, right?
Yeah, and the other downside is just found out this morning that my bookkeeper extraordinaire last day is today.
Are those April bookings?
Yeah.
Is she moving on to a different job? Or
the job I hired her from, called her up last Thursday and offered her 21 something an hour, and I can't even come close to it. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay, so let's just summarize real quick. Come in June, our last meeting in June, at that point in time, we are going to dissolve. Are we going to dissolve?
It's already dissolved.
It's already dissolved. So at that point in time, we will have no more Board of Corrections meetings. Is that correct?
Right. You guys.
Right. Right.
That's the way, that's the way it should be.
Okay.
July 1st, right. It'll be over.
It'll right. be over. Yep. So then.
It's not that bad.
Well, no, it's not that bad. It's
we're
going to be fine.
But on the other hand, we'll still get a jail report from
absolutely.
Him.
I don't think anything will change, to be honest with you. I kind of like these printouts Mark does. Mark right. Nelson does all these.
Yeah, it's good for us to have that.
And I like to see it because it runs it all down every month and tells me exactly. And you guys got to understand, when it says this cost for inmate, this is everything that is spent in the jail added on to the cost per inmate. So it's even Clarence Null off, that all goes into the cost per inmate. So you got to understand, if we do repairs, our camera system is garbage. We can't even get decent evidence off it for Kim because it's just junk. Well, that's going to go in cost of inmates when I start upgrading those cameras. So, one more thing. I don't know. Was I on the agenda for the board for this contract to discuss?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
the county board contract. Yeah, the BIA.
No, it's on board.
Good corrections. Yeah, so let's do this. Any other questions on the report for Chris? If not, we will move on to B, and it's a discussion regarding the statement of work of the Bureau of Indians Affairs Office of Justice Services. So this is the nuts and bolts here that you want to talk about.
Well, this is doesn't look much different than the contracts we had in Thurston County or any other jail that does contracts with them. I had a meeting with these guys it's been over a month now. And I did send this to Kim and Joan, and Kim had a few comments on it. As far as the contract itself, there's many things in here that have to be amended and changed. The contract at face, for instance, Kim brought up the medical. We absolutely have nothing to do with the medical for BIA. We don't do transports. They don't even see our medical staff. If they've got a medical issue, the BIA comes up and gets them, takes them down to the KHS or the IHS or whatever you call it. So, but that's not in this contract. You're right. And that's what we discussed in that meeting. I said, that stuff will all have to be in the contract before I even look at it.
Didn't we have a contract with the BIA before?
I'm not sure. I thought
yeah, we did.
That Rod had worked one out.
We housed them before, I know. Not a lot, but I think we had a contract.
But see, the problem with them is back then, same problem I had in Thurston County, they didn't always pay at the end of the year.
No, they were terrible.
They're horrible. Well, they've since repaired that. And I told them when they came in and met with me that I'm not even interested in it until they can tell me how they're going to pay, because as far as I'm concerned, they sold me $8,000 in Thurston County. Well, they've changed it all. Now they pay just like ICE does or just like the Marshals does. They're all under the same type of payment office or payment schedule that they do. And Marshals always are current. They're always current on their bill.
Well, I think you want to go after them, don't you? I mean, that'd be
I kind of do, but then, you know, when we're over full on females, and we're over full, we've been over full on, summer's coming, we're going to have quite a few people in that jail. And if I'm obligated, the prior contracts, they always wanted you to X amount of beds. Okay, you got to save us X amount of beds. That's not going to be in this contract. I told them I can't guarantee them that.
So you have the right to turn them down.
I have the right to turn them down, number one. Number two, the beauty of BIA guys is that's not out of our courts. That's out of a tribal court. And as far as I'm concerned, tribal court doesn't exist, aside from protection orders. So if they don't want to come and get somebody or get them out of the jail, I'm turning them loose. Because I'm not under any state or local court order that I have to hold this person. That's the upside to the BIA contract. Downside is they got some ornery guys that they'll want to put in here because the other jails turn them down. Now, we can handle ornery guys. We've had ornery guys in here. That's not a problem. But the staff is against it. The people on the staff are like, geez, we've tried that. Those guys are crazy. Well, any jail you're going to have bad guys. If they were for good guys, we wouldn't be having jails with the bad guys.
Right.
Nice.
That's the truth. 100%.
So I just wanted to get this to you guys and let you kind of look over it. Kim's looked over it, and I'm going to sit down with the BIA again. If you guys want to be involved with that, I'm more than happy to invite you. But if you're like me, you're kind of sick of meetings. But I'll tell them some of those stipulations, and I'll email with Kim here and get my wording down, and she can put it in a professional term so it reads right in the contract.
Can one get more money out of them or not?
You know, she brought that up also. 65, I said, you know, that's the going rate for ICE and for the marshals. $65. So I could probably turn around and charge BIA more. I don't really want to mess with the ACLU anymore. I came up here because they didn't want to mess with that down there. Well, why are you charging the Bureau of Indian Affairs more than you're charging any other government agency? So other than that issue,
I think it'll be there'll come a time when you'll be able to name your price.
I think we're getting close. Now, Thurston County says they're still going ahead with the jail. As a matter of fact, one of the local contractors got the contract for that. That's only a 35-bed jail. We're getting all of Burke County now. Larry Crand is bringing prisoners to us. So we don't have a contract with some of these guys. They're just that's why we're so full. They keep bringing me all these prisoners. Kind of wish.
Well, it's revenue, and the more numbers you have in there, the more efficient you're going to be.
Yeah, and I got to look at a way that now when my bookkeeper leaving, I got to look at a way to identify these guys because now we're running into so many different counties, so many different prisoners. I have no way to identify them all the time. So the jailers just look at them as prisoners. Well, if they get something from commissary, say like an aspirin, well, they just charge it, and we end up paying. So I've got to somehow isolate each one of those inmates. Like marshals, we put in a different uniform.
Right.
Well, there's only so many uniforms they make. So I was thinking about ID bands. They do that in other jails. I just didn't see the cost to it. So I'll be looking into that stuff. But if we're going to do all these contracts with all these places, we need to find some way. Figured we could maybe tattoo something on their neck.
Yeah, the poor gangster.
Hanging on their ear.
Yeah.
In our history,
I ain't gonna touch it.
No, I'm sorry. Get it done. You know, I don't think the analyst has to be involved. You know, I think between Jill and Kim can get things done. I mean, in the right way. So I don't. Jared, do you think that one of us?
I think it's a fair statement. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean, as long as everybody else is okay. I think. Hey, soon enough, it's going to be all your baby.
Well, we fill the jail up. We run out of beds. This is a modern jail. Jill Sanders is. Changed a lot in 5 years. They have changed a lot in 5 years.
So that's they more your forte, Chris, than it
well, I know, but 5 years ago it was a lot more leniency. Now that they've built these new jails, they're starting to get ornery with some of the stuff that I thought I could get away with before. He came in and said, no, not anymore. No, you get fined.
So, like anything else, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so you'll get
it. Yeah, I'm good. You don't have any questions about the contract. We'll work that out in the next 30 days and
sounds like a plan. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it. Okay, is there any corrections committee reports? Nanya, any mail or emergency business? Any public comment? Anybody from the public want to comment on Board of Corrections? If not, we will adjourn and we will move into the Board of Commissioners. What time is it, Johnny? 3:13. Okay, will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, same thing. A copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance in view for anyone who wants to follow along. We're going to go through the consent agenda items here. We got approval of the previous minutes from April 25th, 2016. Approval of payroll claims. Accounts payable if there was any, and then approval of resolution 16C-006 to transfer the funds for the overage expenditure budget of the assessor's office in the amount of $80,700. Jeff, if you want to stand up and just give us a quick, we all know why, but let's make it official.
Nope. And not a problem. Where that $80,000 comes from is the first line item is $45,000, and that was the contract we signed with Tax Valuation Inc. in I think it was August, and that was for the new land study cost table, depreciation tables, and those things. And then the new piece would be there's $40,000 out there. Also, I think that adds up to more than what we actually are going to be over. I think there was still some left in the budget, but. $40,000 for an appraisal for Tyson. on that to help us with that Turk case. Okay. So that would be about 85 roughly in there. So it would be those two line items.
Okay.
Any questions on either one of those two? Or?
No, I think the two things you had to do. You couldn't survive without it. So
yep, it's definitely going to help us.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet.
Okay, so anyways, any motion on the consent agenda items?
And, second.
Okay, we got approval by Bill and a second by Dick. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. New business. Fred Kellogg, we're going to open the bids for Monona Boulevard Overlay Project. There's going to be, obviously, there's two different openings. One's going to be for the overlay, and then there's going to be openings for the milling of the same road of Monona. So are they separated, I'm assuming?
Yes, they are.
For the overlay, the first one is Frank's Asphalt.
And this is 7/10 of a mile, correct?
Yes. Two-inch overlay is $69,475.
Two-inch. Is that two-inch overlay?
Two-inch overlay.
I was going to guess 70. That's what I was going to guess.
The second one is Knife River.
I'm just that good, Billy.
I know you are.
Not really.
Two-inch overlay. $72,251.75. Knife River. Okay. Third, Barclay Asphalt.
I'm going to throw a number out there just for fun, all right?
$64,595.
Wow.
Good guess. If you hit that, I want you to buy me a lot. Yeah, me too.
How about $85?
$71,250.
How much?
$71,250.
Well, lost a little faith in you, Scott.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You lost me a ton of money.
Yeah.
Any questions on the overlay?
No, but I'm going to move on here real quick to B before we get to the next. Okay? Just stay put, would you, please? Okay. It says, award bid for Monona Boulevard Overlay Project. The county reserves the rights to reject.
We need to open.
Do we need to do that one first?
Do you want to do the little drop first?
I can do the dot one first. Sorry. Let's do this here, Fred, and then we'll just go through both of them here. Let's open the bid for the milling of Monona Boulevard Overlay Project. Okay. My bad. Got ahead of myself.
First one is Frank's Asphalt.
And I don't even know where to shoot from here, okay? I'm trying to do the math a little bit. Length versus times width. So much for like concrete divided into 9. I'm going to say, I don't know.
This one says, after carefully consideration and looking at the backlog of work we have and the expected potential work flowing in, combined with the scope and nature of work involved, Frank's Asphalt Incorporated respectfully declines to bid on the Monona Boulevard Milling and Overlay Project.
Okay.
Also,
we appreciate the opportunity to look and be considered in this process. Once again, thank you for the opportunity.
So they're pulling their overlay, too?
Their overlay, too.
That's what it says.
Yeah, pulling them both.
Okay. Respectfully declines to bid on the Monona Boulevard milling and overlay project.
Oh, wow.
So I would say they're pulling their bid also.
Okay. What's the thought process behind that? What's their thought process? Why? I mean,
well, if they had, I hope I ain't taking that wrong. If they have to mill it, they don't want to do the overlay.
Well, there are two separate bids, though. You could have some one company mill it.
But is he rejected the rejection letter? Does that just state the milling and overlay? But if he has to just do the overlay, is he still in it for $69,475?
You want to read it, Kim?
Now, let's read that again to make sure we got it right.
I think what may have happened, they may have picked up some work. I mean,
What's that, Leonard?
They picked up some more work.
I think they may have picked up some work in the
meantime. Oh.
Let's make sure it's...
Because we sure don't want to cut them off. It is.
Well, he's passed.
Well, their overlays...
well, they were a little bit.
Yeah, they're a couple thousand cheaper, or a thousand cheaper than Barclay.
They climbed a bid on the Monona Boulevard milling and overlay project.
And I think one of the reasons, Leonard, I think one of the reasons he don't have enough equipment to do the kind of job in it. I mean,
no,
that's what I think.
But I think he probably picked up some work.
All right,
he's more of a patching guy, isn't he?
But anyway, okay,
friend. All right. Second milling, Knife River. Mill 2-inch on Monona Boulevard. $84,593.15.
Wow.
Is that combining?
593 what?
Was that combined?
$84,593.15.
Is that milling and overlay?
Yeah.
No, that's for your 2-inch milling.
It's just milling.
I would have never thought.
It said 2-inch milling. I didn't quite.
Jeez. It's the granted down 2-inch.
That's pretty expensive.
Holy God.
I'm going to go back and grab it.
Once I hear this next bit, I got to ask Leonard a question.
Wowie. We need an advice on that. He's laughing.
This is Barclay again.
This is Barclay Asphalt, and it's $16,100.
And I was honestly, I was going to guess $10,000 to $15,000.
I wonder if they made a mistake.
Well, I don't want to be even with his other bid.
I think he's combining them.
He's got to be.
He has to be.
Because
that's $12,000 roughly.
That's 12.3.
Even stay there. 71. Yeah, that's. He doesn't want to mill it. Well, they take it and they resell the stuff. $13 a ton.
I know they do.
Well,
any questions on the bids? I mean,
you're allowed to consider what technicalities or ways or irregularities that you can maybe call and ask.
Yeah, but
it's $13,343. And if you're looking at Knife River at $84,593 minus
the $72,553.
No, it would be it would be $14,000 something.
Right,
but $12,000.
Yeah, $14,000
something.
That's
what it has to be.
Yeah, that's what it is. I would make a phone call.
That's $12,342 difference. Well, for them to mill it. That's the way I'm taking it. $84,593, what Fred just read off. Minus the $72,251 that they have for the 2-inch overlay, the $12,342.
Right.
So that has to be it.
Could we do this? I'll make a motion that we turn this over to the road committee and that they call Knife River for clarification on their bid, and that these guys accept the appropriate bid. That'd be my motion.
Okay, yeah, so we're
on both milling and
milling and the overlay.
Okay, so we're going to cover B and C to award, but Rick's making the motion to turn it over to the road department, the road committee, to make the phone calls and to make the decision.
Second. Right, so that they we get this right, this 84, because actually they're coming in cheaper on the milling.
Right.
If it's the total overlay, milling overlay.
And Kim, we have no problem if that our Knife River says that includes both milling plus overlay, we can accept that. It is a little bit, if that's the case.
Right. It is.
As long as that's combined, yeah.
Okay. Right.
We can
do
that.
It doesn't say, so.
Okay.
So we're going to do both, for sure?
Well, we'll see. We'll decide that, I guess.
Yeah, the road committee.
Yeah, if he's making the motion, let the road committee can pretty much take over and figure it out.
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay. So we got a motion by Rick for the road committee to take over the Monona Boulevard overlay project and the milling project.
And I second that.
Okay, and second by Dick. Will you call the roll, please, Jones?
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, well, then we're all confused. Let's see if Clint Rasmussen can confuse us more.
Clear as mud.
He's going to give us an update on the fire department projects with the half-cent sales tax. But listen, hey, before we start, I want to apologize. I missed that meeting. I felt so bad.
It's all good. You're buying that. Never mind. We'll talk later.
All right. Fair enough.
Just wanted to give a projects update on all the projects that not too long ago, a couple years ago, we all stood here looking for the dream, and now the dream has come around circle. So Homer, what they're going to do is they're adding on two bays, I think a couple bays or a couple trucks wide and deep. They're also going to do some major renovation to their fire station, the meeting room, electrical, etc. Their bids are out to public right now, and I believe their bids are back due by May 26th. Emerson's building a new fire station right next to their old one. Also, their fire station is out to bid, and bids are due May 25th. In Dakota City, we're building a new fire hall, Walnut and 21st, that's right across the street from the ball field, that old empty whole city block. We're also in the bid stage, and bids are due June 1st. I think all projects, everybody has the intent to start building sometime this year in the summer. So very exciting times for these three fire departments that work very hard with the agency, each fire department working very hard to get to this, to where we're at today. On some figures on sales tax coming in, we got one more month to go to collect for the whole year, but right now, year to date, we brought in $343,199.
$343,199.
Mm.
And one more month.
We got one more month. So we're averaging about close to $32,000 a month on the sales tax.
It's 15 years, right?
Yep. So so we're estimating right now about $374,000 that will come in a year. Because like I said, we got one more month to collect for a whole calendar year.
It was kind of crazy. It was the month before last, it was down like 27, 28, and then the following month came in, and it was like 41 or 42.
44.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
So January is 24, and this last month was 44. So it's a roller coaster effect, but like I said, it averages out to that 30, close to 32. So over 15 years, it will bring in close to, or a little over $5.6 million.
That's about what we had projected. The first projections had to go over 7, but then they backed off. But, you know, there's bound to be some growth, too. I would hope that at the end of 15 years, it'd be over that.
We're hoping. And they're pretty much on target the way each entity's taking their money, when they figured, you know, with bond council, with the interest. Yeah. Yeah, they're right about $5.5 million, roughly.
Yeah. So on the bond, did take out a $3.5 million bond with interest. We did go 20 years on the bond. Just the reason why is the payments are going to be $250 a year. So we're going to bank $120,000 a year. Nobody was in the, nobody wanted to raise taxes, and we're still pretty young in this, collecting only in 1 year. So we did not want to go over or be shortfall, I guess, every, you know, year. So that's why we went to the 20 years. But, you know, we're still going to need to obviously pay it within the 15 years or earlier.
They just wanted to make sure they can make the payments annually.
Because, we're, like I said, we're still in this roller coaster and we're still into that unknown. And last thing everybody wanted to do is raise taxes and to, you know, to make the payment. And also in that bond, there is a $320,000 reserve. So if we do our shortfall, there is a little, little reserve in there in the bond just in case.
It is exciting, you know. There's fire departments doing things they can never do otherwise. They were much needed.
Like I said, Dakota City will get $2 million. Emerson and Homer will both get $1 million out of this project. So, and if anything goes over that, you know, everybody was on their own to raise other funds.
Right.
But right now, I think everybody's pretty close to a projected of what their dollar amount is. So.
I see Emerson's got the whole lot cleaned already.
Yep.
I was over there the other day, and she's all clean.
So we went through, the bond is through Meritus.
Okay.
So, and the, and our first payment, that's the other point I was going to make, their first payment was, is not going to be to December of 17. We have to make one interest payment in December of 16, but we wanted to stretch the payments out just a little bit, just to reserve, just to get enough, you know, money in there and to keep at least a year ahead of payments.
That's a good plan.
So that's where we're at right now, and like I said, it's, the dream is coming to reality, and the fire department, the good news is what's special with South Sioux, getting their new fire station shortly. The will be nice four new fire stations in Dakota County.
Nice. Good deal.
Good deal. Yep, this is very exciting. Thank you, Clint, for coming. I appreciate your credit.
Thank you, Clint.
I did make one comment on those bids. You got some excellent bids.
Good.
I didn't know your estimate, sure.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you.
See you, Leonard.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you.
I was going to try to come up to the podium and say his name. But yeah, let's move on to E. This Sophie Vargas. I don't see anybody here for them, representing them for the liquor license that they got canceled out, rained out on the 30th. So do we need to act on this yet, regardless if she's not here?
I don't think so. She's not here.
Just a no-go.
Okay. Is that fair? Is that okay?
Well, for your information, for the board, you know, I my experience, you got to have the designated liquor license in order to sell liquor, of course. If you want to have an event, you can have it. You're not going to sell liquor. I mean, you don't need a really permit. But I called the Liquor Commission this morning in Lincoln to make sure they comply and they have the license. And I talked to I called and talked to Michelle Porter, which is the gal that I deal with it all the time, 10 years that I did produce. She looked into the records, and she says, no, there's nothing. They had one on April 30th, but there was rain out, and they didn't have a rainy day, you know, or a schedule for this, so no.
They wouldn't issue it anyway.
No, they're not going to issue anyway. And in order to issue a designated liquor license, you have a 10 working day when you submit your application. And but not only that, if they're going to have an event among themselves and let the people bring their own booze, I wouldn't recommend it, but it's up to the loan forms of the deputy is not going to be available that particular day. So can you imagine people out there with anybody blinking anything they want to, a minors in possession, and would you recommend it?
No, absolutely not. You mean just people drinking their own, bringing their own
booze?
Yeah, that would be
disaster.
Horrible, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and the deal was, we just learned about them not able to get their license, regardless of the 14th. But obviously, you know, with your email and your text saying that you guys were not going to have security on the 14th anyways, you know, it wouldn't be a go anyways just for that reason. I mean, even if they had their liquor license, because there's no way that we can say, yeah, go ahead and you can get your own security. I mean, we couldn't do that. I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable doing that.
I think they need to learn. I told them the procedures and the process of doing that. You know, seems to me they're not really follow up, but they need to do it. I mean, otherwise they're going to hurt themselves. Yeah. And as far as the deputy is concerned, you know, you let them know ahead of time because they got the busy schedule too. You know, and they off duty. If they have plans to go out at the weekend, they're not going to be available. So then you're going to sell liquor and you don't have nobody checking IDs and monitor the minors in possession. You know, I mean, I have the same thing for 10 years, and I know what it looks like. So
now these people ain't going to show up on the 14th just thinking that, okay, I didn't get my liquor license, but let's just have a rodeo anyways.
Tell them out of their
property. They can't kick them out of there, but, you know, we had one of those this weekend.
You did.
Yeah. You'll hear about it.
What they have to understand is they're going to come back next year to us to get liquor license again. We might not be able to approve it next year if they abuse it one time.
Exception.
And they need to know that.
They know. I mean, we told them at the last time
right.
They were here. Hey, you know, trying to comply, and then you guys are going to be here next year, and then according to how you do things, then we evaluate and continue with the program. But anyway, this is for you, information, not the board.
All right. Okay, I guess we don't need to act on anything there. They're not here, and I guess we'll see where it takes us on the May 14th, I guess. Let's move on to miscellaneous, I guess. Rick Kellogg, Highway Superintendent Road Report.
April 23rd to May 7th. Total road maintenance hours, 300. Overtime, 6. Tree debris removal, 16 hours. Gravel hauled, 1,603 ton. Sign installation, 16 hours, 11 signs. Barricading, 1 hour, 2 barricades. Road concern, 7. 175th, Doves Trail, 260th, Stable Drive, I Avenue, K Avenue, Eagle Drive, all grading. Gravel, 175th, and Doves Trail.
Is that bridge open by Kenny Baker?
It is
officially open.
Officially, we can open it, yes. Okay. We have not got the approaches in the road back in the shape to open it now. But the bridge is finally passed.
Oh, good.
That's been, what, a 3-year project?
It's been a while.
And it got bumped up to 14 ton.
Oh, 14, good.
With the work that we have done.
So school buses could cross it if they had to. Yeah.
All right. Small load of corn.
Yeah.
Very small.
Small load of corn. Yeah. Any other questions for Fred here before he sits down?
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you. Okay, and then on B, on miscellaneous, we got the approved chair to sign the signature box on the Nebraska Department of Roads Federal Aid Urban Area Boundary Update Maps. Revised system of boundary in the areas of the county jurisdiction and census data updates and changes. Functionality classified routes.
Does anybody know what the different colors are? There's yellow.
Yeah.
Classifications.
So the purple thread, is that federal aid roads?
I think there's a ledger on the side.
I didn't get it.
Okay. Anyway, my great green colorblind.
Or is yellow?
I don't remember, but the color code is usually.
Original. Oh, okay. Oh, you had to reduce it down. Yeah, I did. Okay, well, here's your major collector's purple, minor collector, major. Okay, but that's the classification that the state's given, such as whatever road you, whatever color it is. All right, thanks. What do you need there, Scott?
Well, I guess by looking at this map, it's a little bit. I looked at it with Joan during the week, and I'm looking at it again, and I guess I don't quite understand. Or maybe somebody else can shed a little more light on it for me. I mean, obviously, it's just for us, for the chair to sign the blocks of the Nebraska Department of Roads, the Federal Aid Urban Boundary Update maps.
Do you think there were changes, or you think
what? Was there changes, Brad, or what? I mean,
no. All I think the boundary roads. I don't even think that has anything to do with their area that they have brought into the city limits. You know.
No, there's nothing. I mean, it's just it's south of Dakota City and west of.
Joan had me look at it. She showed it to me, and the only thing I could see was just the classification of the roads. It didn't mean anything more of what the.
I mean, my classification. Obviously, certain there's green. I mean, 77s and the major 20s are red, and then you know you got the 35, which is green, and then you know the yellow. It looks like. You know, a lot of the major roads, you know, the main arteries, if you will, you know, the Waggle Creek and the South Bluff Road. And as far as...
But as far as the boundary thing, you know, the city limits, annexation of the city, I don't think that has anything to do with this. To me, it looked more classification.
Usually on an annexation, if it's something that the city added, they would have to turn a report over and give us all the parcel numbers that are going to be put into the city limits. Because that requires changes by the assessor's office. And I know they're going to annex more, but we haven't seen any reports or anything coming in. So I think it'd be that color on it.
So it's just route classification.
Which I shouldn't, but the road department, how the county found out.
I have a photo copy of the updated Dakota County and South Dakota City urban area maps reviewed by the
Dakota County Supervisor. I'm kind of thinking, Scott, I'm kind of thinking that we need a little more clarification on what we're doing here before we sign it, because it could have impact on our funds that could come in as our Fed aid matching funds for roads.
What I'm thinking, Scott, you know, I think if someone from the bottom of the road even here,
because the lawyers can get up
what we want to sign.
Right here in this letter, it says here we're going to Joan that the board occurs.
Right. And it doesn't matter if it's an urban
occurs with the revised system and boundaries in the area under the county jurisdiction. Have a designated representative sign. Okay, so it's saying that it's been revised the way I read that.
East Homer's nothing.
The county does.
I know.
The state Brockout. Yeah.
Like me and
it says return by July 25. So there's
we got
so
time,
there's plenty of time. So if you want me to contact David Brockout. If there was changes to tell us what they were and how it affects.
Yeah, I will recommend it. Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, even north of Jackson's not.
Okay, so we just don't need to take no action.
We'll just move it to the next agenda.
Whenever Joe gets in contact with him.
Next agenda or the following, I guess. Okay, easy enough. I'm a little bit confused on it, but nobody. Commissioner committee reports, anyone?
I got a health department meeting. Everything went well. Figures are in. They're excited about getting over into their new addition and getting other people on board. They also have, because of the standing water and stuff, they've got some mosquito pucks. They bring them over to the Ag Society over there. Carol Lavick's got some she can hand out, or Tiffany has some here too. You throw them out in standing water and they take care of the mosquitoes.
Really?
So many square feet, and they're available, they're free. So.
They got a meeting tomorrow night. I'm going. Legion, the veteran in South Sioux. She wanted to invite about 10 or 11. What it is, if you're a veteran, like your wife or your dad or your mother, your any relation, but not a veteran, they will help them. What you say, they had $35,000 right now, and they're hoping they can get it up to about 75 to 100, so to help the non-veteran. Mm-hmm. So that's tomorrow night, but I'm going to go to that tomorrow night and see what it is. So.
And they're doing evening immunization clinics, and they're getting really good turnout at those.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, they are.
Obviously, everybody knows we got this new vehicle, right? This Leaf thing. And I told Joan, I think what we need to do is we need to get a sign-off sheet or a reservation sheet or whatever you want to call it, and maybe the clerk's office. And, like, say, for instance, today's Monday, and maybe the health department people need it from 2 to 4 tomorrow or whatever. We need to use that car. And I'm telling you, when it comes to mileage, there's nothing more that pisses me off worse, especially since we got a vehicle, okay? When I start doing those claims, I'm telling you, that vehicle better be used.
Yep.
We've invested some money and a lot of time and energy of getting that vehicle, and mileage is going to be a sore subject for people.
I already told Bill to go to Ponca.
He used it. And this is the deal. This is the deal with the Leaf. It's all electric. Okay. So obviously, you use the air. The faster you go, you got the radio on. You know, you got your phone plugged in, whatever the case you got going on. You're using more battery, okay?
Right.
So he took it to Ponca, plugged it in over there, and he thought he got in a little bit of trouble coming back. He was doing 25 mile an hour, had the air off, he was sweating and all.
Oh, God.
Well, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but he slowed down a little bit with everything. So, but is that one good for 105 miles or 97 miles?
85.
Okay.
You got 89.
Okay.
I should have been able to do pocket back.
Well, it does not. It does not.
When you have everything, back. When you have everything.
It won't. No. It won't depend how much.
When, like I said, if you have everything running, air conditioning. But the main thing is like the health department, and I think Joan needs to send out an email to everyone saying that, okay, we need to utilize this. We're going to have a sheet assigned. So when they go, you know, if they go to the bank or whatever they do, if they go to the pharmacy, you know, but that vehicle needs to be utilized.
You better put a CNH towing card in the deck.
Yeah. Somebody.
But, you know, and I even said to Joan today, I was like, you know, we probably should have maybe, on that grant, maybe looked at one with a backup. Kind of like Tony's, you know, this is electric with gas backup, you know, because I was kind of like, you know, the North Fork thing, you know, and just some of the other areas that we like to go to. It just probably would have made a little bit more sense.
I suppose hills make a difference too, don't they? If it pulls a little harder in the hills or wind, it's going to use
I would
more.
Think so.
Yeah.
Well, what's yours, Tony? Have you got a motor in yours?
Motor and battery electric.
My brother-in-law's got that.
Running both.
He loves it.
52 miles a gallon.
Yeah, awesome.
But well, I guess this is the bottom line. We'll have to see how this works out. If it ain't going to work, we'll have to look at another avenue. Maybe we'll have to look at something different, maybe with a battery / Prius gas backup. I don't know. I guess.
It should do 90% of what we need, though.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
Right here.
But anyways, I just think we should get an email out to everybody just to let them know that we want to eliminate the mileage. And this vehicle is for you.
That's what it is for.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. Yeah.
Bank deposits, whatever.
Yeah. Like I said, with the health department running out and doing their thing, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of running going around. And what
if Leon takes it to Kearney to his meeting, he'll have to leave 4 days early.
You got to leave longer than that.
Plug it into Columbus. Grand Island.
No, Wayne. Columbus. It started Wayne. All right.
Forget
anyways,
it.
Any other commissioner reports?
Get it.
Mail or in or emergency business? Any? None? No? Public comment? Anyone from the public? Blake, you got anything? Larry?
No, I'll take too long.
Stand up and tell us what a great job we're doing.
Come on up.
Tell us what a great job we're doing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
State your name and address for the record. Okay, if there's none, we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be on May 23rd. Already. Year's almost half over with.
Don't forget to go out and vote, whoever you like to